38% of Ohio's teenagers have spent money on gambling in video and online games. And the earlier a child is introduced to gambling behaviors, the higher the risk of experiencing a gambling disorder as an adult. Start the conversation at changethegameohio.org.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Have you ever thought about checking your fertility, your AMH levels, your egg reserve? Well, it's something that our reporter Bella Finn from the News Talk newsroom did. She's with me in studio to tell me all about it. Why did you decide to do this, Bella?
Well, I'm 26 and my intention is to have children later in life. I am not ready yet, but this is with the presumption that I'm ready to rock, I'm perfectly fertile and there will be no problems. But everyone is different. So because I've had no health problems and I've had regular menstrual cycles since I was a preteen, there's been no red flags. The only way to know is to test. And this came about because I've been doing a lot of life planning lately. So I recently got engaged.
Sorry,
and
congratulations, first of all. Yeah, great news.
Thank you very much. But with that has come a lot of planning. So yeah, our plans for the foreseeable don't involve children, but we both know that we do want them later.
So you wanted to go and check all of this out. Not necessarily an easy thing to do, particularly going in with a microphone and recording your experience live. So what did you find out?
Yeah, so with all this kicking around, I went to Sims IVF Clinic in Clonskee for a fertility assessment. And this is for your AMH levels. So your AMH levels are your anti-Müllerian hormone test, which provides a snapshot into reproductive health for women. And this is an estimate of your egg reserves. Now, this test, as you said, you're going in with a microphone, but there's a full service to this. So this also includes an internal assessment, which looks at the location and the placement of your uterus. So there's loads of different things that go into this. And Dr. Alejandro Montilla McCormick went through my results with me.
Every year, every 6 months, you will have less ovarian reserve. That means less eggs in your ovaries. The ovaries can produce new ones, you know? And that's important, you know, because we have to consider that your eggs are the same age as you. And as all our cells, they can have or they can suffer some damage, mainly by oxidative process in our body, but can be damage caused by environmental factor, toxins, drugs, smoking, Definitely, if you don't have a healthy lifestyle, the quality of your eggs could be worse. We don't have a test to know the quality of them. We only know that with female aging, the quality is will be worse, you know, and this is a natural process. But now, in your special case, we have to consider your age. You are very young, 26 years old, and your AMH is was 15.10, So you are in between the normal range, and maybe the lower limit for you. That's the reason because I asked you about the oral contraceptive pill, because sometimes when a lady is on pills, you can have less ovarian, your AMH could be less than expected for your age. But in this case, it's a normal one.
Were you surprised by the results, Bella?
Yes. So I was expecting that everything was going to be glittering. I was going to be up in the rafters with my numbers. And it wasn't bad news.
No,
it was just
no.
Middling, I would say, is the best way to put it. But middling into the lower range. So when, as you heard, Dr. Mantilla said himself that the result is fine. But he had a diagram on the wall. And there was three tiers with the diagram. There was a high egg reserve, there was average, and then there was the lower tier. And I actually looked back at this diagram just before I sat down with you. And I'm right at this red drop off into this abyss. But that's okay, because this wasn't a disaster. There wasn't an urgency of let's get you in right now and let's harvest as many as we can. There wasn't. And I think that that was delivered quite well.
Okay, the message around it,
yeah.
But for you, you know, and I like, you know, I'm sure a lot of people of all ages have thought about maybe going through something like this. And I know a lot of people often don't do it because they're actually, they're afraid of the results, you know, that they might get. Going in at 26 and you're, as you say, you think, sure, it'll be totally fine, it'll be grand.
Well, I'm glad that I had a little bit more time to sit with that message before I came in and talked to you, because I came into the newsroom right after I'd gotten my test results done and I said to the women, I was like, it's not great, it's not great. And then having the luxury of listening back to that, you're going, actually, it's okay. I'm okay. All right.
So what does this mean for longevity?
So for longevity, as you heard that he said that it was 15.10 was my number, which was normal for 26. But the normal actual age range for 26 is 17 to 42 for an AMH level. So there's a big, big difference there. But this is relative. So that result, as we heard, was fine for me today, but I'm not planning on doing it this year. Mm. So this is what I have to look forward to.
If your AMH drops, okay, definitely one of the things that you can do is to try to freeze your eggs for future use if in some state of your life you need egg donation or you need your eggs, okay? Because we don't know, will be the same for a long time, or maybe in the majority of the patients, usually it's less than every year, okay? Yep. So it's important to review, to check again, okay, your AMH, I would say maybe in 8 months, 10 months time, okay? And if it's the same, we can continue, okay, checking your AMH year every year. But if your AMH drops, definitely one of the advice could be to freeze your eggs, just in case. So it's if you freeze your eggs, it's like an insurance. So you, for your peace of mind, you will have something frozen there, because in some point of your life you need egg donation, you will be your own donor. That's me. Maybe you can have one baby conceived naturally, okay, at 33, at 35 years old, the second one at 38 years old. But if you wish another baby at 43, 44 years old, when the quality of the eggs is definitely worse, okay, you can use your frozen eggs, okay? And one of the advantage is that the success rate will be better, and the chances or the risk to have early miscarriages or fetus affected with some chromosomopathies, okay, will be less than using your fresh eggs, okay, after 40s.
If, say the level that I'm at now, in your experience, how quick for some, like, have you noticed that that's dropped off completely? Yeah. Like, how many years left, if you could quantify it, good estimate?
That's unpredictable.
Okay.
Unpredictable, sorry.
So it's case by case, you just
have to. And that's the reason, because I can tell you that you have to check the AMH again. Okay? Yeah? Because the... sometimes we have a few people that can have the same AMH for a long time, okay? And that could be normal for you. But in the majority of the women, okay, will be less every year. We don't know how fast you can lose the X, okay? It's not possible to predict it.
Can't predict how quick my egg reserve will decline. So then I was left asking, well, what are the options? What are things that I could do instead?
Regarding your genes, okay? This could be, you can have a number, a good number of eggs now, and then they can drop with aging, as usual, maybe faster than expected, okay? Sometimes there is an hereditary condition, okay? So it's important to know at what age does your mother went through menopause, okay? Because in that case, it's important, okay? And if your mother got the menopause before 40s, you have to be careful. You have to check your AMH regularly. Okay, and if your AMH is dropping, the best advice will be to freeze your eggs or create embryos if you have a partner. Okay, yeah, just to guarantee that you will have eggs or embryos frozen for the future use.
How am emotional was this whole process for you, Bella?
More than I thought it would be, but yeah. I've sat with it now and I've talked to my partner. I don't think I'm going to be testing it too frequently. We're going to check back in my 30s, and if we have to put something on ice, we will.
Yeah, because you're 26.
So 26.
Still plenty of time. But I know for a lot of people listening today that have maybe thought about doing this, like I know people are really daunted by the actual bringing themselves through the front door to get an answer to egg reserve and AMH levels. Not necessarily an easy thing to do, and particularly when you're doing it for the purposes of Lunchtime Live as well. So we really appreciate you bringing us on that personal journey with us. Bella Finn from the News Talk Newsroom. Bella, thanks a million.
Thank you.
For joining us today on the show.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.